Hey, everybody.
Welcome.
It's the Geek with Muscles.
Hey, everybody.
Geek with Muscles podcast.
It's about science, technology, spirituality, and something else.
I think I pushed the wrong button.
Welcome.
I think I pushed the wrong button. Yeah, whatever.
And hey, everybody, welcome to this special holiday edition of the Geek with Muscles podcast. My name is Mark Robert. That's my name. And my co-host today is the almost famous DJ George Jett.
Hello, everybody. I'm here having a great time today.
You're having a great time today.
Yes, I am. I'm having a great, wonderful time. Merry Christmas, Mike.
Merry Christmas, George. And this is, if you are Latin or Latino, this is Noche Buena.
Yeah, o Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
If you're Cuban.
If you're Cuban. Are you celebrating Noche Buena, George?
Yes, I am.
Oh, okay. And when does that start? Because it starts late, right? Why don't you tell us what Noche Buena is? Because there's...
Noche Buena is the day... It's a Cuban or Latin day of Christmas. We celebrate it on the 24th. We celebrate it with food. And at midnight, we open our presents at midnight.
And what does Noche Buena mean in Espanol?
Oh, good night.
The good night, right? Like,
yeah.
The good night, because little baby Jesus was born, right?
Yes.
Okay. So, we're recording this on Christmas Eve. We're having a lovely night. We're drinking hot cocoa, and there's something stuck up in the chimney, and we don't know what it is. That's my favorite Christmas song, by the way. You ever hear that? You've never heard that song before?
No, I don't listen to that.
You have never heard that song? There's something stuck up in the chimney, and we don't know what it is, but it's been there all week long. Oh, the house is smelling funny, and you never
heard. Oh, I'm beginning to like this.
Yes.
At the end of the song,
it's she says it's a little girl singing, and at the end of the song, she's like, "There's something stuck up in the chimney, and we don't know what it is." But it's been there all year long. I'll be waiting up for Santa like I did last year. But my brother says he's already here.
I don't know. Your agent told me not to say that.
It's a very dark Christmas song.
Okay.
So it's Noche Buena. We're here. I'm going to be doing something later with the family. But I've always wanted to do a Christmas special.
Oh, we got it going on right now.
Yeah. So, like, I've always wondered, and I'm so glad you like, hit me up, and you're like, hey, let's record a Christmas special, because I've always wanted to do a Christmas special. So, I do have a couple of things about Christmas. This is a very interesting Christmas because of COVID.
Right.
And because I survived COVID, but also because a lot of us are really, really lucky and blessed. And there's a lot of people out there that are probably listening that have lost their jobs, and Christmas isn't probably a really great time right now. So we want to give all of you a shout out right now. We're thinking of you. We're praying for you, and we hang in there, because we promise it'll get better. You just got to hang in there.
Yeah, hang in there.
Hang in there. The new year's bringing all sorts of new stuff. Hopefully a new president, because apparently... No. To some people, right?
He's not leaving.
He's not leaving. I have this horrible feeling like he's not going to leave.
I think he's going to crash out in one of the bedrooms.
Yeah. Like the Lincoln bedroom.
He's going to know.
Do you think, when I was a little kid, I always heard the Lincoln bedroom was haunted. Like President Lincoln haunts the Lincoln bedroom.
Yeah.
And I was like, why doesn't his ghost do something? Unless he already got, maybe Lincoln's ghost was scared off by Melania's Christmas decorations last year. Right? That was some Dr. Seuss shit coming to life. Did you see that?
That is crazy.
With those red Christmas trees?
Yes.
Like, they look like they came out of a Dr. Seuss. Anyway. So,
Christmas. So anyway, if something stuck up in the chimney, it's Trump.
It's Trump.
He's hiding.
Absolutely. He's hiding in there. But yeah, so speaking of Christmas Eve and Christmas tradition, I have to watch Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer every year.
You do?
I have to. That's like, because when I was a little kid, I still remember going to Burdine's. Do you remember Burdine's?
Yes, I do.
Burdine's department store. We bought a family Christmas tree, and then we couldn't wait to get home on time because Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer was coming on CBS. And that's when CBS used to play that thing for special. You know, they would go, that drum roll, and the CBS logo would spin. Oh, man, that was the best. And so, anyway, I was watching it with Eric this year, and I want to play a clip from that, okay?
Go for it.
This is when Santa first meets Rudolph.
Well, Donner, where's the new member of the family? After all, if he's going to be on my team someday, he'd better get to know me. Well, hi there. Aren't you the sturdy little fellow?
Santa.
And smart, too. Great bouncing iceberg.
Now, I'm sure it'll stop as soon as he grows up, Santa.
Well, let's hope so if he wants to make the sleigh team someday.
So Santa's a dick. He's a total...
Is this real? Is this real?
This is real. This is Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. And poor little Rudolph can't catch a break. Not even... There's like no moral compass in the North Pole. Yeah. Santa's a prick. Donner, they're all jerks, and poor, right? And poor Rudolph. So I'm watching it, and it's so weird how these stories that you grew up with watching, now you look back at them as an adult, and you're like, okay, that's just wrong. You know, even Santa was a dick. Like, so, and if he's like that normally, like who wants even a Santa Claus?
I agree. I agree with you.
I agree, right?
So, I say we stop this right away.
I say, yeah, stop Christmas. Stop Christmas, stop Santa. NORAD's tracking Santa, you know?
Can we cancel Christmas?
Can we cancel Christmas? Yeah, I think we... You know what? I was thinking of something. I hope there's no little kids listening to this, so I have to say a bad word. Fuck. So now the AI will flag this as explicit broadcast.
Absolutely.
And
he said a truck. He wants a truck for Christmas.
Okay, he wants a truck for Christmas. So anyway, so I don't want little kids to be listening to this because of the obvious, you know. Yeah. They don't want to hear Santa Claus is a dick. Let them figure it out when they're in therapy.
Hey, Mike, question for you.
Yes.
What's the weirdest gift somebody could get you that you would... I don't know. What's a weird gift that they would give you?
Oh, okay. So like, I re-gifts when people re-gift shit to you.
Got you. And you know that.
And it's so obvious.
Right. Like, you know, I got one day was a copper tray, serving tray, copper serving tray.
You got a copper serving tray?
Yeah.
That's like random, right?
Right. You want it?
Yeah, no.
So, looking back this up, rewinding, like it never happened, I'm like, hey Mike, I got you a present.
I have the worst I have the worst re-gift story ever.
Yeah, tell me.
I went to my... This is funny just thinking about it. So I had this wonderful friend named Sandy and Jamie, and I haven't seen them in years. I hope they're listening. And they just kind of fell up. Poor Sandy.
Is that Sandy the documenter?
Yes. You know her. You remember Sandy?
Hell yeah, man. I got a brain like a mouse.
She she was so cool. Anyway, she had kids. And she was just so overwhelmed by the kid thing. Like, I was at her house one day and she was so stressed out. Poor thing. She was like ignoring like the kids even existed, and she's like, so Michael, what's going on? And she's like talking with this like nervous condition, and then her kids are like running, jumping on her. It was anyway, so a couple of years before that, I went to her house and I went to give her a Christmas gift, and we had found my partner at the time, we were so Danny, we were so like, what do you get Sandy and Jamie? And we found this wonderful picture frame. Okay. Right. And so We're like, you know what? This is perfect for their house because we could actually see it with their furniture and everything. So we get there to exchange a gift. And I think we caught her off guard because like she's like, oh, my God, you have a gift for us because I have something for you, too. And she comes out of the room and she's got this like macrame. Do you remember macrame?
Yes.
It's like that woven fabric, but yeah. It's like a macrame back massager. So it's got all these beads woven into it. And the idea is you wrap it around your back and you pull it back and forth.
Mike.
What?
That wasn't what you think it was. But yes.
I was slow putting that rib shot. Yes.
But yes, I know. No pun intended. I know what you're saying.
Okay, you know what I'm saying.
The thing you hold with two hands.
Yes.
And you put it behind your back, and it has a couple of balls, and then you move your arms back and forth, and it you know, massages your
back. Yeah, but a lot of wooden beads. Like,
yeah, gotcha.
And it makes all this clanging wooden sound.
Yeah, clang, 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 clang.
Yes.
Clang,
so clang. She's that like, so she's like, say, oh, Michael, here. And we could tell we totally caught her off guard, right? And she goes, I know this is like a weird gift because if you don't like it, you can, you know, just tell me, you don't have to take it. And it was just kind of like, okay, you know, and I'm always the type that I'm so gracious for whatever anybody gives me, you know? So I'm like, oh, I literally genuinely felt like I'm going to find a use for this. Right.
Yeah. I got a story too, but I'll tell you in a minute.
Okay. So she says to me, so she's like, okay. So, you know, she goes, I know this is a weird gift. She goes, but you know, sometimes people give weird gifts. She goes, I think the most horrible gift you can give anybody though is a picture frame. And she says, she goes, because like who, that's such a personal thing. People pick their own picture frames out. Why would you give anybody a picture frame? And Danny and I, we're like looking at each other after this obvious regift. Ooh. And we put so much effort. So we handed it to her and you should have seen, we said, here's your gift. It's a picture frame. I can't tell you how her face, her jaw just dropped because she's such a sweetheart. Like you have no idea. And she was just caught off guard. Number one, not having a gift when we gave her one. And then number two, trying to soften the blow with the whole weird gift. And then bam, epic fail. Epic fail. So yes, epic fail.
That's not good. But yeah, I see what the problem there was.
What was the problem?
Well, the problem was that, you got her a nice gift and, you know, she didn't know what to give you. She got the anal beads. I mean, sorry, the back rubber. the back scratcher. Wow, what is that thing called?
If you can fit that in your butt, you got more problems than
the back massager.
Yes.
The back massager.
The back massager, yes.
With macrame.
Macrame, yes.
Yeah, so, yeah, that's got to be bad. Well, here's my story.
Okay.
And I think you still have me beat.
Oh, okay. What's your story?
So I was wearing a coat. It was really cold. We went to a, you know, Christmas party, and I didn't bring a gift, you know, to this, you know, lovely girl. And what I did was I just went to her bathroom and, you know, looked underneath her cabinet and found the, you know, Eve's feminine hygiene bottle.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, and gave it to her.
You did not. George.
Why not?
No, that's the wrong one. George, really?
Yeah, but it was a joke, though.
Oh, okay.
It cracked everybody up.
Oh, there was people around?
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah, it was at like a little Christmas party.
Oh, my gosh.
It cracked. I'll tell you what, they're still talking about it.
That was pretty. That was original.
Well, think about it. You can go to anybody's house, right? Open up their cabinets in their bathroom. It's full of stuff that they bought, so they like anything in there.
Oh, and you just
so you
give
can
it
just
to
grab
them.
It.
That's like a re-gift. That's like
so
a re-gift.
That bathroom, wasn't. If I went to your bathroom right now, right?
Yeah.
And you have a drawer thing.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I've opened that up. What am I going to find?
In which bathroom, the master or the guest bathroom?
Oh, I don't know. The guest bathroom, because I wouldn't be going in your own bathroom.
Okay, so the guest bathroom, you
but
would...
let's say let's say I sneaked in your bathroom, your personal bathroom. I sneaked in yours, yes. I went in your room, somehow sneaked in your bathroom, opened up the counters, cabinets, and find, and I went shopping in there for a gift for you. What would I find in there?
You would find something I've been terrified to open.
You see?
Yeah, you would find, you want to know what it is?
What?
And somebody, I don't remember if I got it for myself or somebody got it, but it's a hair removal thing, but like that, similar to that epilator, it's that spring that spins. So it basically rips the hair out of you.
Right. You see?
Yeah.
You see, so if I would have seen that down there, I would have said, this is the perfect gift. Because I would say, Mike, you are a bodybuilder. And I see you have no hair.
Yeah.
And I want to make sure that you look as best when you go to the beach. I got you this.
That would be, oh my God, that's so thoughtful of you, George.
Yeah. And I give it to you. And I think that's personal. You know, that's something.
But what are you going to wrap it in?
No, I wouldn't. No, I just say, listen, I just bought it. I you know, it was last minute. I'm sorry that I didn't wrap it.
And then I would be like, oh my God, I have one just. Oh no, I wouldn't tell you that because that would be rude.
It would be rude.
Right. Oh, wow.
But then when I left, you probably would say, George gave me this, but I think I have one.
Yeah, and I'd go look for it.
Yeah.
And then I wouldn't find it. And I'd drive myself nuts.
Right.
Because
maybe you think you re-gifted that to somebody else.
I wonder if I would figure it out. Because sometimes I get stuck in these loops. You know what I'm saying?
A loop error?
Yes. Okay. So this is how fucked up my childhood was, right? So,
hold on. Medical disclaimer.
Medical disclaimer. So my childhood was so fucked up. That's your line, George.
Oh.
My childhood was so fucked up.
Your childhood was so fucked up.
No.
Oh, my childhood.
No. Oh, my God. Seriously?
Really?
You're supposed to say.
I haven't had a drink yet.
You're supposed to say, how fucked up was it?
Dude, I don't do these country songs, man.
Oh, my God. That's like, you know, when you're a stand-up comedian and you're in front of a crowd, you say, my childhood was so fucked up. And the whole audience goes, how fucked up was it? It was so fucked up. Okay. I'm literally.
Let's try it again. That way we can edit it right in.
Okay. Okay. Here we go. My childhood was so fucked up, George.
Oh, really? How fucked up was it?
Okay. It was so fucked up that literally, I'm going to play you a scene from Mummy Dearest. Literally, when I was a kid and I watched this scene, knowing what a bitch she was and how she beat the fuck up out of her kids, I thought, I was like, I wish I had a Christmas like this. Like, I was like, why can't my Christmas be like this? Listen to the scene.
No report on Christmas would be complete.
Bring it up.
Without a description of how one Hollywood family spends this holiday. So now, let us all hop on our imaginary sleigh and whisk away to the home of one of America's foremost actresses, Miss Joan Crawford.
We're so very happy to have you with us, George. This is my daughter, Christina.
Hello, everybody.
And my son, Christopher.
Hello.
All of America knows of your generosity in adopting these two homeless children. And might I say to all of our listeners, they're beautifully behaved.
Thank you, George. I feel that discipline mixed with love is such a good recipe.
And she's going to beat the shit out of them later. So, have you ever watched this movie, Mummy Dearest?
No.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so just to show the scene, and in case you guys didn't hear what I just played, it's because Paramount told me I couldn't play their movie clip. But the scene is they're on a couch. There's a beautiful tree in the background. And Joan Crawford's there just absolutely looking beautiful. Joan Crawford being a very famous actress from the golden age of Hollywood, when Hollywood was ultimate glamour. And she adopted two children. She had some kids of her own, if I'm not mistaken, but you never hear about them. But she adopted two children, mm-hmm. and the oldest of the two children, the girl, Christina, she beat the crap out of all the time. She abused her. Right. And she ended up writing a book called Mommy Dearest, and they turned it into a movie in Faye Dunaway. So Faye Dunaway's on this couch with this beautiful Christmas tree, and the tree, the Christmas music's playing in the background, and these kids, they kind of look really sad because they, you know, their life sucks. But this whole imagery with the music and everything, even though as a kid, even though I would look at this, I would be jealous. Like, I wanted to have this kind of Christmas. And let me play a little further.
Well, as a Christmas present to our listeners, would all of you like to say the last two lines?
And I heard him exclaim as he drove out of sight, Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good night.
And good night to you, Miss Crawford, and thank you for allowing all of us to share your Christmas Eve.
So there's a radio broadcast going on in her home, a live one. And it, like I said, it was Christmas Eve. It was just so picturesque. And even though I guess it's because as a child, we were used to, like, you know, you don't look at the bad stuff. So you're used to make believe in a certain sense because you have to do it a lot for, like, you know, like your neighbors. You know what I'm trying to say? Oh, yeah, everything's happy and nice here, you know? And so I guess because I was so used to that, I loved this Christmas scene. And I was actually wishing that I had this beautiful Christmas, like Christina. And even though, like I said, they were going to get the shit kicked out of them later that night. But I didn't seem to care. I think
this affected you.
This affected me. You know, no, it just...
No, in a good way, in a good way, in a good way.
Because, you know, hey, you know what? It's weird because Christmas, it's so weird because it's supposed to be such a happy time of the year. But for a lot of people, it's not. And I'm really, like I said, I was really fortunate because this year, I didn't talk about it on my podcast, actually, mm-hmm. is that Eric and I joined a program called Neighbors for Neighbors. And we went out and we adopted a family and we bought gifts for them. Oh. And we delivered the gifts last weekend. And that was the most magical, incredible experience to deliver presents to these kids and to the mom. And it was amazing. And that's like, I felt like, wow, that's the real spirit of Christmas right there. You know, that's right. Giving. And so this Christmas, this year, it's really wonderful because their theme this year is really reaching out to help others. And we managed to do this together, Eric and I. But then after my experience with it, I told my coworkers, and my coworkers and I also adopted a family. So I got to do this twice, and it was really special, especially, like I said, during COVID and everything like that. So it's really interesting because I think a lot of television that you watch, and mm-hmm. they really try to whitewash Christmas. Like, you know, oh, Ozzy and Harriet make it seem beautiful. But I think it's, you know, it's not beautiful for a lot of people. It's really hard. You know?
Right.
And
right.
So, yeah, kind of damper on the show.
Yeah.
It was kind of...
Well, I mean, imagine if they said, let's do a Christmas, you know, true to life, a Merry Christmas to 2020, you know, they did a show.
Right.
Christmas, you know. They had to include the COVID stuff. And,
yeah, no. And I think everybody's aware of it. And I think if you think about the holidays in the opposite direction, like right. if you see all the commercials on TV, it's all about excess, right? Like right. the Lexus in the driveway, you know, you watch the, know, all those furniture commercials, everything. It's about just this perfect little life. But right. if you realize that even if you're listening to this podcast, if you're listening to us, that means you have an internet connection. and you actually have so much more than the majority of the population on this planet who doesn't even have electricity. Yeah. And so it's really, it's all about perspective. So even though, you know, the people out there may be having a hard time.
Yeah. Hey, good segue.
Yes.
You're going to get $600.
Oh, are we?
Stimulus.
Oh, is it still coming?
That's what I heard.
Because, you know, Trump went ahead and said $2,000. And yeah, he said that on purpose because he threw a monkey wrench into it.
Yeah.
And now who knows what anybody's getting? I don't know. So I haven't read the news today. You know, I haven't read the news today. I try not to read the news as much anymore because it's just too depressing sometimes, isn't it?
It is. It is depressing. But, you know, these people need food. They need some money to put, you know, food on the table. And they just need a little help.
No,
but,
true.
You know, I mean, listen, I was talking to my friend Tony the other day. I said, listen, it's not, I understand the news, you know, tells you, you know, a lot of people are without food and they're going, you know, their rent is due. They don't have any money if they're working, this and that. But I passed by Westland Mall, which is in Hialeah.
Right.
And it's not like you're the best mall there is. You know what I mean? It's not like a Dolphin Mall or anything like that. But it was completely packed, and this was 2 days ago.
Okay.
I mean, all the way in the back, like far away from the mall, cars everywhere, full. So
what do you think? What do you think that means?
I just don't think it's really as bad as the media is telling us.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, I don't know. Because why is the mall that full?
I think malls represent, they've always represented, a part of the population that can afford.
Yeah, but we're talking about Hialeah here, man. So, I didn't say I haven't through a mall.
You didn't say, yeah, no, I see what you're, no. I see what you're saying. I think what you're seeing too, and I see, I think what you're seeing too, George, is Christmas tends to, we all know that Christmas above any other holiday is a time where some people decide to say, you know, like fuck it with their credit cards and stuff, and they charge them up and they may sacrifice certain other things in order to give their family. So even though you're seeing a packed mall in Hialeah, the choice of those people may have been not to pay their electric bill to go get presents for their kids.
Right.
Right. You know what I'm trying to say? And
Yeah. My mind is going somewhere else, but yes, I get it.
You know, so that's what I'm thinking.
No,
I'm thinking that they may
be, you know, I think my parents did that too. You know, they would, you know, I didn't come from like money or anything like that. So I'm sure they would struggle a little bit and postpone a payment to get a better present or something like that. I understand that.
Yeah.
I understand that.
So I think that, but, to me, that's what I think you're seeing.
Yeah.
Because, no, I really, personally, I do believe that, you know, because I've seen it, you know, with as far as Eric and I did a food drive not too long ago for a Catholic church. Mm-hmm. And everybody was donating food. And they really, they had to, they were doing this food drive, I think, every month, once a weekend, every month, because a lot of people were going without food. And my sister's husband went ahead and he's a police officer and he worked a food distribution site. And so that was pretty painful for him to see. So it's real. But I hear your point. I really see your point that the visuals may lead us to believe otherwise, right?
Right.
Yeah. But no, I totally see what you're saying.
Yeah.
Because, I know the part of town you're speaking of, and it's not like you said, it's not Aventura. It's not, right, you know, crazy wealthy people. I got that. Yeah. So any other special plans you have, George, for this?
No.
We need to end the show on a high note because we got really We sort of took a turn down.
Why don't we drive up to Aventura Mall?
Oh my gosh! Can I ask you a question? Do you ever get upset? Because I heard that this is a true thing. Mm. I heard that people are more likely to get upset at drivers if they're driving like an expensive car. Is that you? If you see someone in a Mercedes doing something stupid, do you get extra upset with them because you think they have money, they should know better?
Yeah. I mean, they have privileges that I don't have.
Okay.
You know, like, I don't know, like making a left lane turn from a right because they're driving a Mercedes or, you know, stopping in the middle of an intersection or just double parking in the handicap and not just taking one handicap, but taking two handicaps.
Yeah.
Parking sideways, you know, so they don't scratch up their cars.
What's up with that? Why is it in Miami everybody gets a disabled parking permit?
Well, I've said that before. I,
like if you stub your toe, you get one. It's like you're at the emergency room. You're like, oh, fuck, I stubbed my toe. They're like, oh, here is... you need to do it with the accent because I...
Here you go, Mr. Perez. You've got a handicap.
Yeah. I don't get it. Your toe. Yesterday we were at Target, Eric and I, and there's this guy with this big-ass truck. You know, like one of those jacked up...
Yeah, jacked up stuff. He's going mudding.
Yeah, and he's right. Got a disabled parking permit, and he's parked diagonally in the disabled spot.
Yeah, he's showing his stuff.
What a dick.
I'm mentally challenged. I am handicapped. Leave me alone.
Yeah. I don't get it. I was at my gym, and there was a disabled parking spot, again, car parked there, and there's two bicycles mounted on the back of the car.
Yeah, right. Where are you going to ride your bike somewhere, sir?
They were like mountain bikes. So I don't get it. If you can ride a mountain bike, why can't you get a regular fucking parking spot?
Hey, dude, we're going to descend this hill real cool. Hey, man, park over here. I got a handicap sticker.
I know. I just don't get Miami with the disabled parking permit.
Everybody in Miami gets an automatic disabled. I always said that, like, when you go to, and again, we're in Aventura Mall. We go to Aventura Mall. The first 30, you know, the first 30 parking lots are disabled.
Yes.
And I know it's a high note, but I think they should put those in the back.
Wait.
Think about it. Come on. Think about it. Why would you put the disabled parking lot right in front of the store when you can put it all the way in the back where no one ever parks? Put them there. Because everybody's got a wheelchair.
Oh,
they can stroll.
Oh. I'm sorry. Oh, George. No. George.
No.
No. No. Right. No. Oh my gosh. That's...
That was wrong?
That was really? So wrong. That's okay. Like, you remember Gallagher? He said put all the deaf people by the airport.
By the airport?
Yes, because they can't.
Oh, nice.
Because they can't. That's horrible.
That's great.
No, George. Oh.
That's a good way to end the show. That's a great high point. Get it high. Like, you know, that's airplane. That's great.
Hi, airplane. Yeah, okay, airplane. Well, anyway, this is our Christmas special. It was quite, you know what? I was kind of doubting this Christmas special, but then how appropriate is it? It was an emotional roller coaster.
Yes, it was. It
just
was,
like 2020. So it was representative of... Now I'm loving this Christmas special because we started out high, then we got really low. And then we got really high again, like laughing. Yeah. So yeah, it represents 2020 perfectly. So I hope... Well, George, first of all, thank you for joining me. I hope everybody has a holiday. Remember that it will get better if you're out there and you're hurting this year. You're not alone, and we're thinking about you. And and sending you good vibes out there. And
excellent. Absolutely excellent.
Yes. So yes. We're thinking about you. Hang in there. It will get better. Let's hope 2021 is so much better for everybody so that next year we can be all celebrating. And maybe George can be sitting next to me during the podcast.
Hey.
You have only done that once.
I know. We got to do that again.
That was fun.
Right. Oh, by the way, Jimmy Kimmel put up a 10-hour people touching each other video.
Oh, my God.
You know, social distancing that you can't be near people.
Yeah.
So he compiled 10 hours of people touching people. So if you want to watch it, go to YouTube.com. Look for Jimmy Kimmel, people touching people.
It's touching hilarious. People.
Yeah.
That's like a Barbara Streisand thing.
Oh, yeah.
You know Barbara Streisand, that song?
Yeah.
People who need people. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, George, thank you.
Thank you so much.
This was fun. Merry Christmas. And Merry Christmas. And by the time people are listening to this, it's going to be pretty late. So it'll be a total Christmassy sort of vibe. And I'm thinking when I edit this, I'm going to add like some background music, some like nice royalty-free Christmas music. So don't expect anything special, you know. It's royalty-free, you know, our budget. Anyway, thank you, everybody, for joining us this Christmas. And happy holidays to all of you. Happy Hanukkah, even though Hanukkah's over. Happy Kwanzaa. Mm-hmm. Merry Christmas. Happy Yule. And happy what?
Shaka Khan.
Happy Shaka Khan. Oh, my God.
I'm a DJ.
You are a DJ. And, George, where can we find you, by the way?
Oh, by the way, you guys can check me out at YouTube. I'm going to give you my personal YouTube channel. And that's youtube.com/360MIX. So it's 360 Mix.
Very cool.
I got videos there.
Cool. Awesome, George. Thank you so much. Merry Christmas, everybody. Have a wonderful night. Many blessings to all of you. And we'll see you maybe next year.
Good night.
Thanks for listening.
You can find more of me on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, and geekwithmuscles.com.
We absolutely loved having you.
I think I pushed the wrong button.